A defendant in court, a candidate outside it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump out campaigning early this morning. In New York City, cheered by hundreds of construction workers.
You know what? They're very, very talented people. They don't get the credit for it.
That stop in Manhattan before he returns to court this morning for more testimony at the first Trump criminal trial.
It's election interference. This whole thing is election interference.
Now he's upset the judge won't let him go to Washington for a key hearing in a Trump federal case this morning. Fox's David Spuntz outside the Supreme Court.
The justices always claim they want to stay away from politics, but today they're entering the nerve center of the presidential election, whether they like it or not. Now, former President Donald Trump, he claims that the allegations levied against him for trying to allegedly overturned the 2020 presidential election occurred during a time when he was still president. He says, therefore, he cannot be indicted.
Well, so far, lower courts have rejected that Trump immunity claim that he should not be able to be prosecuted. Now in Arizona, 18 Trump associates, including Rudy Giuliani, have been indicted, charged with scheming to overturn the Biden election victory in that state. It's getting louder on college campuses nationwide. That's at the University of Texas, where dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested in Austin. Also arrests from Massachusetts to California, where USC's campus has been shut down. At Columbia in New York City.
You can't intimidate your fellow students and make them stay home from class. Think about that. Is that right?
House Speaker Mike Johnson got booed as the Republican demanded the university president resign if she can't control the anti-Israel demonstrations. The day after President Biden signed a bill that would ban TikTok if the social media app does not cut ties to its Chinese parent company, Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in China.
We have an obligation for our people, and indeed an obligation for the world, to manage the relationship between our two countries responsibly.
America's listening to Fox News.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
The Supreme Court's Trump hearing comes the day after justices considered a challenge to Idaho's abortion restrictions and if they violate a federal law unrelated to abortion.
The federal law, the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act, says federally funded hospitals have to provide stabilizing care to patients. Justice Sonia Sotomayor questioning if the Idaho law overrides the federal law.
Idaho says, sorry, no abortion here.
Idaho's Attorney General Raul Labrador.
Idaho's law and EMTALA are consistent. They both seek to protect the lives of women and their unborn children.
Doctors face 5 years in prison if they violate Idaho's law. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now, there's news on that issue in two other states. Legislation advancing in Tennessee would make it illegal for some adults to help minors get an abortion. Legislators in the Arizona House have voted to repeal an 1864 law banning nearly all abortions in that state.
The issue now moves to the state Senate, where it needs votes from at least two Republicans and all Democrats to move forward. The 160-year-old law briefly went into effect after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, but was blocked. Arizona's Supreme Court recently ruling to uphold the measure, which bars the procedure except to save the life of a mother. The move to repeal the law, which Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs supports, would reinstate a 2022 Arizona law banning abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We'll get an update to the economy later this hour. Growth to start the year. Economists predict a GDP increase in the first quarter just over 2%, down from 3.4% in the last quarter of last year. On Wall Street, stock futures are down before that report, more than 200 points for the Dow. In the NBA playoffs, Miami beat Boston to even that series. Oklahoma City went up 2-0 on New Orleans. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A portion of Bradley Avenue being closed in Champaign for routine storm sewer maintenance. Crews working on eastbound Bradley Avenue between 4th Street and Carver Drive. That starts today through next Tuesday. Traffic merged into single lanes through the construction zone. Springfield man being cited. It follows a crash involving an ISP trooper squad car in I-55 near Litchfield. Police say an ISP squad car parked and blocking traffic on I-55 northbound this past Saturday. Trooper outside the car when a car hit it. Nobody hurt, and the driver of that other car, Fred Stewart, cited for the move over law. Two men face charges following the robbery of a convenience store in Champaign. Two robbed the business at gunpoint on Tuesday in the 1200 block of North Mattis Avenue. The men took an unknown amount of cash. Later, officers arresting Randy Copeland and Travis Gibson on charges of armed robbery and unlawful use of weapons. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Beautiful but a little cool morning.
Yeah, a little frost today, too.
Saw that for sure. Our meteorologist, Greg Solier, in a second. Weather this morning brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
And they remind you that they have all kinds of ideas when it comes to home improvements and making something special happen on your front door or the back sliding doors. Get into these deals in April while the month is still around. KramerSiding.com.
That's Diane Ducey. Good morning. I'm Stevie J. Good morning to meteorologist Greg Solier. Morning, sir.
Good morning, my friend. Yeah, and by the time, let's say, we get to Wednesday, Thursday next week, we will take that current 35-degree reading at Willard and Savoy and add 50 degrees. Well, he's close to it, 50
Whoa.
Degrees to it.
Wow.
Yeah, by mid to late next week, here comes summertime, folks. But in the meantime, in the transition, we will get into some rainfall again. But after Monday, boy, ladies and gentlemen, start those engines with spring field work, maybe some field work access. We kind of reverse course here. The eastern Corn Belt's been too wet. Back into some warmer, drier environments there where we need more rain in some of the drought-ridden areas. The western belt, parts of the plains, they'll get rain there. So should be a win-win for everyone here in the next 10 to 15 days. 35, as mentioned, at Willard and Savoy, 33 Rantoul, 34 over at Denver. 33 up at Kankakee. We did see some upper 20s, 29 last hour over at Crawfordsville, Indiana. Meanwhile, 45 at St. Louis and some rain already breaking out Kansas City down to the Ozarks. That's the stuff that arrives here for tomorrow morning. In the meantime, mostly sunny day on tap. Afternoon temperatures here across the year expected to top out at around about 60 degrees. Light wind, so much better days worth of weather today compared to yesterday, compared to the wind pattern as well. Overnight lows tonight, milder. 42, scattered showers tomorrow morning, showers, thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon with an approaching warm front, highs up to 65, and southeast to south wind tomorrow in the afternoon and evening up to 30 to 35 miles per hour, gusts to 40 and 45 miles per hour tomorrow night and Saturday. We warm it up, 60s tomorrow night with showers and thunderstorms early and late and a little more scattered random stuff around. Should not be a complete wash for the marathon Saturday, but a little something around in the morning, late afternoon, the high at 78. 80 with some scattered storms, maybe some healthy ones Sunday afternoon and evening. Monday, the showers rain down at 74. 75, we start the dry time next Tuesday. Low and mid-80s next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm your old host, Greg Solier.
Well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez sounds off as college president sets an imminent deadline for anti-Israel encampment. Here is the congresswoman from New York.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today, of all days, as we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campuses like Columbia, Yale, Berkeley, and many others.
Of course, all peaceful. Political analyst, commentator, Young Voices, Garion Frankel. Hi, Garion, how are you?
Not bad. How about yourself?
Well, just fine. Just listening to the prominent and respected Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speak on this. I don't think it's peaceful, is it?
I don't think it's particularly peaceful. If you just look at Colombia, in an environment in which anti-Semitic attacks in New York have increased by 214% since the October 7th attacks in Israel, you now have a group of protesters issuing a hostile takeover of their campus, creating a tent city. And they're cheering for Hamas. They're chanting death for America, death to America, despite them wanting America to forgive all their student loans. And it's created an environment that's so hostile and so chaotic that the university had to move all of their classes online or hybrid. And now prominent rabbis in the area are telling Jewish students to stay away because the university has made it clear that they can't guarantee their safety. I'm all for peaceful protest, but at this point, I don't think we can call this a protest. It's like Chaz back in Seattle in 2020. It's become something crazier. It's beyond that.
Wait a minute, hold on. They said that was a summer of love.
Right.
Yeah, that was peaceful. Right. The guy holding the AK-47 is a little bit out of character.
Right.
Listen, this is beyond comprehension that in 2024, I mean, we're coming up on, what was it? Jews started getting pounded in about early 1930s.
Right.
We'd be calling somebody a dirty Jew yesterday in New York. Happening in Berkeley. They had like 8,000, they said 8,000 protesters in 800 locations. And I'm going, that's an unbelievable coordination of effort. Mm. How do you do that? Anyway, I'm just shocked by the anti-Jew. And I mean, I don't know if you can call them terrorists, but they're kind of terrorists because they're supporting Hamas with all this. And you're talking about death to America, death to Israel. I mean, where are we? Am I in time warp? I'm shocked by this.
Well, it's funny that AOC mentioned ensuring that young people's voices are heard and that they're peaceful protests. Well, first of all, and I can say this because I'm 24, is that most young people don't know what they're talking about. And even when they do, most young people don't vote. So I don't really see the importance of youth standing up as truth speakers and making their voices heard, because from my vantage point, all I see people in my generation do is complain. And when they complain, they don't know what they're saying. But second of all, you know, I love that these protests, I don't love it, obviously, but it's interesting to me how these protesters say, oh, we're not anti-Semitic, we're just anti-Zionist. But then as part of their anti-Zionism, they bring out all of the anti-Semitic tropes that have been around for 2,000 years, and their target of their anti-nationalist ideas always seems to be the Jews. That seems pretty anti-Semitic to me, and I think it's emblematic of a really toxic and disorganized, chaotic culture on college campuses around this country, particularly the elite ones.
Well, it's, again, something that we're going to watch very carefully here, but I don't understand how you're negotiating with the 20-year-old. High-level negotiation. Get off my campus with your tent now, or the National Guard will be here in 10 minutes. How about that?
Yeah,
how about that?
Go.
And if you are, if you're doing hate speech, let's just go ahead and expel you. And if you're not from this country and you're on some sort of a card, I'm going to deport you. This, you can't, it's not tolerable. What if I'm doing this against Muslims? Do you think there'd be a different reaction? It's not allowed. We don't do this. We don't. Anyway, when you're talking about shutting down $90,000 a year school and saying, I'll see you on the computer. Wait a minute. I want a refund, man.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's absolutely absurd what universities are allowing to happen, because Columbia is setting all of these negotiation deadlines. Well, what do the protesters want? The protesters essentially want Colombia to end the war by themselves. They want them to withdraw any association with any entity, person, company that can even remotely be construed as Israeli. They want them to fully endorse the ceasefire in Gaza, as if that'll suddenly make Israel stop and realize that they should sing Kumbaya. And they want them to essentially endorse the BDS movement, which is absurd in its own right. How do you negotiate with people that have no serious interest, that don't really know what they want, and are completely unwilling to budge on literally anything while they put up a tent city on private property?
Yeah, okay. Garen, how can people, you're with Young Voices, is that what it is? Young Voices, how can we connect with Garion, Garion, Frankel, Frankel, and or Young Voices?
Well, you can find me on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now. It's just my last name and then my first name, as you just spelled it. As for Young Voices, you can find us on our website at JoinYV. We do a lot of work like this. Great organization for finding people between the ages of 18 and 35 who aren't completely unreasonable.
Well, I appreciate how you said we know nothing. We don't know what we're talking about. That's rather candid. Listen, Gary, nice to meet you. Keep up your voice. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
ESPN 93.5 at a quarter after 7. We know nothing. You know, we had several hundred leave class yesterday at the University of Illinois.
Yes, it's true.
And how many of them knew exactly what we're doing?
Right.
Except let's get out of class and march down Green and show them what we mean. Well, what do you mean? Let's just show them what we mean. Well, what are you talking about? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm a little worried. I mean, it's Illinois Marathon weekend. We got the Green Street Mile tonight at 7:30. The 5K with, 8,000 entries?
Yeah, I trust
tomorrow at 7:30.
Reasonable minds will prevail, and my law enforcement is top-notch.
I got some prayer power on this, Stevie, that's for sure.
I haven't heard of anything else planned to disrupt, good. So I don't. I think our people have met enough about this. They're ready to go.
Okay.
Let's check sports.
Hey, the Cardinals win 5-1. It's just back and forth with these Cardinals, let me tell you. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals beat an old Cardinal, Jordan Montgomery, a 5-1 victory over the Diamondbacks, and the Cardinals won 2 out of 3.
Kyle Gibson picked up his second victory of the year. He was solid again going 6 innings. He only gave up 1 run, and that was in the first inning. The Cardinals were able to score late in the game, and their bullpen did the job again. And their bullpen meaning Romero, Kittredge, Ryan Helsley, they put up nothing but zeros.
And Gibson is 2-2 with the win, beating Arizona, and now it's on to New York. A day off today, and then the Mets over the weekend. But to get 2 out of 3 against Arizona could be a nice springboard.
Oh, no doubt about that. And playing the Mets, hopefully a couple more series victories on the road.
The Cardinals will be facing Jose Buto. Buto 0-0. Miles Michaelis, 1-3, will start for the Cardinals. We're on the air tomorrow night, 5:15, 6 o'clock. Ricky will have the lineups, and I'll bring you the first pitch from Citi Field in New York around 6:10.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
So, you know, you were telling me about Cody Bellinger yesterday, and I just didn't get it until I'm hearing, 2 cracked ribs or something today.
Yep.
So now I get what you're talking about.
Well, young Kyle Tosk doesn't think he'll be back till June.
But 4-3 with the Cubs on top of the Astros. Won. So they're in action tonight on US 105.9. Minnesota over the Chicago White Sox 6-3. White Sox 3-21 on the season.
Yeah, that makes everybody feel better.
Hey, we've got the NFL draft day.
Yep.
And Johnny Newton, Tip Ryman.
Tip Ryman tied in. Mm-hmm. Isaiah and Keith as well. It's 7:19.
Well, again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Van Nevis, Saturday, frosty morning out there. Temperatures will moderate today. Then it's a wind-blown warm-up, complete with several rounds of showers and thunderstorms over the weekend. That wet weather pattern will wind down early next week, but not the warmth. It sticks around. Matter of fact, a real summery feel, kind of just what the weather doctor ordered around here for the backyard and back 40 beginning the middle part of next week. So a frosty start to the day, mostly sunny. The high around 60, light easterly wind, increasing cloudiness later tonight, low down to 42. Tomorrow, windy with scattered showers in the morning, showers, thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow, becoming cloudy to high to 65. At southeast to south wind, gusting above 30 miles per hour. Windy tomorrow night with scattered showers, thunderstorms early and late, low down to 63. Windy and warm again for the day Saturday. Maybe shower, thunderstorm in spots morning and late afternoon, the high around 78. Up near 80, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue on into Sunday. They'll wind down Monday at 74, up near 75, dry weather on Tuesday. Lower 80s next Wednesday and Thursday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Southwest Airlines is losing more money than predicted. It flies only Boeing planes. It's dealing with delays on deliveries of new planes because of Boeing's production issues. Though travel demand remains strong, last-minute leisure bookings were softer than predicted. Southwest says it's limiting hiring and offering voluntary time-off programs to employees. It expects to end this year with 2,000 fewer employees than it had at the end of last year. Southwest also will end service to Cozumel, Mexico, Bellingham, Washington, Syracuse, New York, and Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport. Merck shares are up nearly 2% on strong sales of vaccines and cancer drug Keytruda. Cruise company Royal Caribbean's earnings top forecasts. Caterpillar's quarter was mixed. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jim Cosella, invested in you.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. January 26th, 1988 was a cold and suspiciously quiet night at the Indianapolis Police Department. But the frigid night took a chilling turn with news of a triple homicide. This week, I'm joined by retired Sergeant Judd Green for a look back at this savage case. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
All right. A little juggle in the schedule. Normally at 7:30 on Thursdays, John Decker joins us. John will be actually in the Supreme Court. He has an assigned seat. Anyway, it's the Trump absolute immunity discussion, or is it a decision? Might be a decision.
Okay.
Anyway, we will have John call us at 8:30 and find out what happened at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's getting a lot of action these days. We'll find out then. Chicago Bears planning a $5 billion new stadium just to the south of the current Soldier Field.
Okay, they unveiled this new domed stadium on the lakefront planned yesterday, just south of their current home at Soldier Field. It comes with a huge bill, and it remained unclear how taxpayers might be on the hook for the cost of the surrounding infrastructures.
What would it, I'm sure the governor was in the loop, right? I mean,
well, I feel like there's been some pushback on that with JB's comments about this.
What did JB say?
And I need to get to that.
Because you
one more time, this is Johnson is the mayor, right? It says that this project will result in no new taxes on the residents
hold
of
on,
Chicago.
Hold on. That is not true. And
right.
I know zero about this, but that is not true. Because that's never true.
Okay, so we'll seek $900 million in public funding through 40-year bonds issued by Illinois Sports Facilities Authority, which helped fund the 2002 renovation of Soldier Field, as well as the construction of renovations at Guaranteed Rate Field for the White Sox.
Apparently, it's about $1.5 billion in taxpayer dollars. So I don't know what the mayor was talking about. Pritzker and legislative leaders stand opposed. So this is one of those.
Right.
Let's go ahead and take
let's
it to the
just push it out there
to people and put the pressure on the people, because boy, if Pritzker doesn't go along with this, we'll vote him out. Right.
Okay.
The Chicago Bears unveiled a nearly $5 billion proposal for an enclosed stadium and have a retractable roof. That'd
yes,
cool.
Yeah, it sounds great. It's just $5 billion, really? Wow.
Really, what does that mean? We can't comprehend $1.5 billion to Illinois taxpayers.
Hoping to get a financial plan and with the Illinois General Assembly this spring for construction to begin in the summer of 2025. I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of gray area here.
Well, it's not. First of all, I don't think you'd announce it till you figure it out, because
right.
now you're at headbutting time, and that generally goes to the side of the governor and the people in power.
Okay, so here's a comment from Springfield. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's willing to consider the Bears' plans, but has voiced reluctance to provide public funding for the project.
Well, that's always the push, but if okay. You think that what is the value of saying Chicago Bears? What is the value? Harvey McKay, who wrote the best-selling book, Swim with the Sharks Without Getting Eaten Alive, thinks that there's a vast amount of publicity and value in tourism that trickles down. It's hard to track.
Right.
But the value of saying the Chicago Cubs, the Chicago Bears, Chicago Whites, Chicago, 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 all the time, there is a lot of value there. Now, can the Bears pick up and leave? Wouldn't they? Do you think there'd be other cities? That's the problem, is that other cities will give them the money to attract such an NFL project. And I don't know what city's been pining for an NFL team. I don't know that. But there's a city out there that'd love to lure the Bears. I mean, look at St. Louis. They lost to the Rams. Rams went to be the Cardinals. Rams went to Arizona. They left St. Louis.
Right, right.
So it happens, and it's not that far along. I mean, Oakland, they just lost the Raiders. Oakland's going to lose the Oakland A's. So it's totally feasible for other towns and states to say, yo, I got your money. Let's just go $2 billion on it from the taxpayers.
So Pritzker noted that public financing for stadium deals has become more unpopular in recent years.
It has.
Pointing to Missouri voters rejecting a proposal with a sales tax hike to help fund renovations at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City just months before the Chiefs won their third Super Bowl in 5 years. So there's that. I mean,
people aren't real interested, particularly in this inflationary time.
Right.
To say, hey, let me chip in $1,000 for your stadium.
I know.
I don't know. There's 12 million people in our state, something like that. So divide that by 1.5 billion, see what that'd be to every man, woman, and child. And you'd have to look up households and income and what level that would be on a tax basis. But right now is not a good time to ask for taxpayer dollars. Oh, by the way, this is coming from President Kevin Warren.
Yes, and Bears President Kevin Warren cautioned that the time to get the stadium deal done is now. He believes the longer Chicago and Springfield wait, the more costs will go up.
Kevin lost me at the Michigan wins the Big Ten at 14-3 and Illinois doesn't at 16-4.
Oh, that guy.
That's the Kevin Warren.
Thank you for
so
bringing up this
I am now adamantly leery of the project with Kevin Warren.
That's right.
Gave it to Michigan at 14-3. Come on, man. Anyway, I don't know. I don't think we're...
Got a text in saying, as a Packers backer, we'll beat them in the new stadium just like we beat them in their last stadium.
I don't know what you can say to that, except you're right.
Okay.
Isn't it 10 in a row or something that the Packers have beaten the Bears? It's
Yikes.
Something ridiculous.
Okay.
But Bears time could be coming. Tonight is the Let's Make a Millionaire.
Yes, and the Bears have the number one draft pick. We're thinking that's going to be the dude from USC. Is that Caleb Williams?
With the first pick in the NFL draft, Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears will now be partners. Yes, it'll be Caleb Williams, and
okay.
He's the quarterback of the future, or at least they're hoping so.
I know he's been to Hallis Hall, and they've had a lot of meetings, and we'll see if everything goes well. I know the fashion is something that me and my daughters and stuff are interested in. Those guys really, I mean, I think they get stylists and everything for this NFL draft night in Detroit. They look good.
Yeah, well, if they don't look good, they had time to look good. So they must be getting bad advice, because they should be able to latest GQ,
right,
whatever.
Exactly.
How many of these top picks will have socks?
That's true.
I predict
and
no
socks. A little bit on the high
waters
with the pants there.
How could they hurt the sock people? I mean, come on, think of the money. Remember when Clark Gable appeared in a movie 100 years ago and he didn't have a T-shirt on and all the T-shirt sales tanked? So the sock sales are going.
That's right.
Come on. All these young guys don't wear socks getting married. The whole cool thing, I would predict.
Would Ditka have thought about the emphasis on the designer clothing on draft day back in the day? Oh, my goodness.
No, I don't think that would have been
on his radar.
A top thought.
Of how the draftees look.
Coach Mike Ditka. 217-359-2255. You want to jump on the Fisher National Bank text line. All our guests appear on the Tapman's Toy and phone line. 217-359-2255. You want to give some money to the new Bears Stadium? Yes or no? It's 7:30 in Champaign, Urbana.
I'm CJ Pop with Donald Trump stopping at a construction site earlier today in the east side of Midtown Manhattan, speaking to about 200 union workers, drowning out reporters' questions. Former president discussing the massive case. His lawyers will argue in front of the Supreme Court today that presidents should be free of criminal prosecution.
A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
It's connected to the election meddling case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. The former president will be inside a Manhattan courtroom day 7 in his hush money trial. Prosecution will resume its questioning of David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, now Judge Juan Merchan, not allowing Mr. Trump to travel to D.C. for that Supreme Court hearing. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, turmoil in the Champaign School Board spilling over to Springfield. State Senator Chapin Rose, a Mohammed, weighing in on the situation. He says conflicts between board members and the district becoming a black eye for the area. He reached out to the state superintendent asking for help to bring board members together. Two board members just resigned because of the turmoil. Mohammed Seymour Junior and Senior High Schools had a false alarm Tuesday. An emergency announcement accidentally issued just after 3 p.m. The Alice intruder alert activated. As the announcement played throughout the school, some students and staff evacuated. The principal says one teacher in the class and students exited through a broken window. One 75-year-old Chicago woman made her way through Paxton Tuesday, walking on more than 750 miles south in efforts to bring awareness to racism. Rachel Zolo is a storyteller activist. She's been walking town to town from Chicago en route to Montgomery, Alabama, walking about 10 miles a day since April 2nd. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
We check our weather this morning, brought to you by Carl.
Monitor your skin regularly and talk with your doctor if you notice any changes. For details, visit carl.org/skincancer.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Van Nevis, Saturday, frosty morning out there. Temperatures will moderate today. Then it's a wind-blown warm-up, complete with several rounds of showers and thunderstorms over the weekend. That wet weather pattern will wind down early next week, but not the warmth. It sticks around. Matter of fact, a real summery feel, kind of just what the weather doctor ordered around here for the backyard and back 40 beginning the middle part of next week. So a frosty start to the day, mostly sunny, the high around 60, light easterly wind, increasing cloudiness later tonight, low down to 42. Tomorrow, wind with scattered showers in the morning, showers, thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow, becoming cloudy to high to 65. That southeast to south wind gusting above 30 miles per hour. Windy tomorrow night with scattered showers, thunderstorms early and late, low down to 63. Windy and warm again for the day Saturday. Maybe shower, thunderstorm in spots morning and late afternoon, the high around 78. Up near 80, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue on into Sunday. They'll wind down Monday at 74, up near 75, dry weather on Tuesday. Lower 80s next Wednesday and Thursday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
So John Decker will be at the Supreme Court. It'll be later, so he's available now. 7:34, ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. John Decker. John Decker. John Decker.
I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to
yes, children in combines now sing the song. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Great Television's national correspondent, White House correspondent, all-around big-timer, John Decker. How are you, John?
Hey, I'm doing great, Stevie. Hey, Diane. Hope you're doing well this morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Monumental case at the Supreme Court today, which will get underway 10 a.m. Eastern Time. That's when oral arguments will begin, and likely 90 minutes to 2 hours of oral arguments for this case, which will certainly set a precedent for our country. The legal argument put forward by Donald Trump and his lawyers that he has absolute immunity from criminal prosecution. He's lost with that legal theory at both the trial court level as well as the appellate court level, but now it's up to the Supreme Court to weigh in on this decision.
I'm confused, though. You know, when we say everybody, nobody's above the law, what are we talking? When we say absolute immunity, what does that mean?
Just exactly what you said.
So absolute wait a minute. I can go steal a car in the White House, bring it back to the White House, and that's okay because I'm president.
Well, you see the problem with that hypothetical and why it may be problematic. During the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals hearing, which I also attended, and it's the same lawyers for both sides who will be arguing before the Supreme Court, one of the judges on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals raised the hypothetical to the lawyer representing Donald Trump. Could a president order SEAL Team 6 to take out their political opponent? And the lawyer representing Donald Trump had a lot of difficulty in terms of answering that particular hypothetical. And you're going to hear lots of hypotheticals by the justices today during their oral argument.
It needs more defining to me. I mean, you can't. You can't have SEAL Team 6 take out your political. Okay, that's no. The answer is no.
Yeah. Well, that's right. The answer should be a firm no. But that's not the way that the lawyer representing Donald Trump answered that question. To me, Stevie, I think that this legal theory is problematic because of that word absolute. Absolute immunity. Think about that. Think about all the things that are illegal. You just raised one example that a president, a sitting president, could potentially get away with. And when the Supreme Court ultimately comes back with a decision on this case, they're not just thinking about Donald Trump. They're thinking about future presidents as well.
Yeah, this would be fascinating. Last time they let us hear the audio, I hope they get to do it again because it's fascinating.
They'll do that again.
Yeah, I love
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely.
I love it because I think it's really interesting. And frankly, I think it boosted my confidence in the Supreme Court because both the left and the right, supposedly left and right, they were very great questions. And I was very impressed with people I perceived to be super liberal. I thought that were really good legal questions that they were asking. That was great. Great education.
Well, as you recall, what you're referring to is the Supreme Court case also involving Donald Trump, Colorado ballot case. And the Supreme Court heard that case early February. They came back with a decision, a unanimous decision in just a few weeks. So we'll have to wait and see whether the court also comes back with a quick ruling, a quick decision on this particular matter.
You're very shocked if they give a president absolute immunity. That's just too absolute.
I would too. Absolutely.
All right. So two reasons in consecutive weeks why I can't believe Joe Biden will actually be the candidate. Stand by. Example one.
He got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
And when I said, did he identify the tribe? And he said no last week. So here's example number two from yesterday.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
And then the guys, is this not a Saturday Night Live bit? Is that not the, he read four more years, pause. The pause was in parentheses. He's supposed to not say that. Don't say pause, Mr. President. It's just, it's unbelievable.
That's Ron Burgundy material, right?
No, it is. It is exactly. And so I said, Lauren Michaels, put him on.
The chanters just pause there.
No, he's supposed to pause.
I know.
I don't. So anyway, this is why I've stood. I think Chicago is going to be very newsworthy for the Democrat. Well, you'll be there. Democratic
I'll be there, yes.
National Convention. I just, at some point, you're just going, man, don't put pause in there anymore. Just don't put it in.
Don't put anything in parentheses.
That's
the reason where it's like you're on pins and needles and eggshells. No matter what you think of this president, you're just watching him out there going, okay, honey, stay on the script. Do not go off. Don't say anything. I can't take questions. I'll get in trouble. He's right. You will get in trouble with it. It's just, I don't know what to say anymore.
Right.
That's too funny. I don't know what to say either. That is SNL material. And, we'll see. I know they're not going to do a new SNL this week, but something tells me they'll have some new material between now and the next time they have a show.
Okay, so now we got, because I've just got notice that they are asking for John Decker to be the interim president at Columbia University in New York City.
Oh, no, thank you.
There you go. That's a gig right there.
Yeah, you could go ahead and impress us all. Listen, it would be National Guard in the first hour for me, mm-hmm. so I'd be a heavy-handed bad guy.
I would be too.
I mean, you can't do that. You can't do what they're doing, and that's the end of the story. I'm not negotiating
yeah,
with you.
You can't have the floodgates open.
You're 19. I'm not doing this. You're a student here, and if you're a student spewing anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic stuff, you're out. You're expelled. And if you're not from this country and have a special visa, and you're spewing hate against the Jews, anti-Semitic and dirty Jew, and killed the Jews, and you're out. I'm taking you out of you're going back to your country. This is crazy
That's right.
stuff. This is crazy.
I agree 100% with you. It is crazy, and it's unfortunate because, you know, there are students that pay a lot of money to go to a very impressive university like Columbia, and they now, look at them, they can't even go to class anymore. Everything is virtual because of what's happening at Columbia. It's really unfortunate for them.
I don't know what they're going to do because it's extraordinarily liberal, and the liberal viewpoint of this is, oh, don't touch him, don't touch him, you can't touch him. Listen, if you see what's happening to our society for not touching him and not putting anybody in jail and, you know, cashless bails and all these other things going on, we've got a lot of issues, particularly in New York and Washington.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's not good politically for President Biden having to deal with this particular matter while he's running for president.
Yeah,
couldn't come at a worse time for him.
And I think it's not, nobody's going to vote for Trump on that side, but they're not going to vote. They'll vote for one of the...
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. They'll stay home.
Okay.
You're absolutely right.
All right.
Yeah.
So other things on your plate, there must be many. I know Supreme Court is number one, and you already have your reserved seat. You don't have to wait in line and stuff.
I do. I'm approaching, as
so
we
cool.
speak, Stevie, I am approaching the U.S. Supreme Court. And I do. I do have a reserved seat, and I feel very privileged to be here. You know, I was in the Supreme Court. I've mentioned this to you before. I was in the Supreme Court for Bush v. Gore, another monumental case that was so important in our history and essentially decided the 2000 presidential election.
When they were discussing that, was there absolute clarity as what happened? Were you able to go out and say, this is what happened?
I was.
Wow.
I remember being outside the court, exactly where I'm walking right now, seeing Karl Rove, who was in the Supreme Court for those oral arguments, and reporting after I came out of the Supreme Court the way I thought the court would rule on this particular issue, and I was right on the money. And it's pretty remarkable. Here we are 20-plus years later, and another case that could have major implications on the 2024 election.
I remember, one, there was some poor reporter out on the steps, and I remember I don't know if they knew that they'd come to him live, and he asked the producer, somebody says, what does it say? And he had that was not so good. So some of the spontaneous, here's what they said, immediately go, 3-2-1, that's not that easy.
It's not that easy. Well, you're talking about, I came out and had a fence after oral arguments. You're talking about when the court actually delivered their opinion in that case. And yes, reading an opinion quickly is an art. And some people obviously are not familiar with how to read a Supreme Court decision and where to go to find the majority decision, where to find the dissents and all of that. Mm. But that's an important element that we'll encounter with this particular case.
He's the only lawyer on press row, by the way. Okay, so Karine Jean-Pierre and some of the, those are interesting lately. You're going, do you think that she's enjoying her work?
Yeah, I do think that. I think that it's the reason why she's not looking to go somewhere else, you know, in terms of private employment like her predecessor working for MSNBC. She really does enjoy representing and speaking on behalf of the President of the United States. Absolutely.
Okay, because I think it'd be you would never take that job, right?
I wouldn't. No, I think it's a thankless job.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of respect for the people that do it. It is the toughest job in Washington, especially when you're representing someone who, as you at the beginning of our segment, makes a lot of gaffes. And you have to walk back those gaffes, including I think it was last Thursday when I was traveling with the President up to Philadelphia, and she had to walk back his statement about that uncle of his who died in World War II that he claimed was killed by cannibals. Of course, that is not what happened in that particular instance.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah. Wonder where you're coming up with that one.
I'm on the clock.
In the first round of the next tennis charity event, John Decker selects, who would you select as the best press and or administration person you played tennis against last week that you would take on your team?
Oh, there's this guy that plays, that works for the administration in the National Security Council. His name is Jim Miller. What a ringer this guy was, in the sense that he played for the Stanford NCAA championship tennis team that also had John McEnroe on the team. So I definitely choose him as my partner. This guy was out of control. He was very impressive.
Not Alejandro Mayorkas, who was there at your event. You wouldn't choose the almost impeached one, no?
No, I wouldn't. He's a good player, but boy, when you're talking about someone who was recruited to play tennis at Stanford, I think it's pretty obvious who I'm choosing.
But
right?
If he's with John McEnroe, he's got to be like 60, isn't he?
Yeah, but still, you know, if you're keeping up with your tennis, this guy was in shape. He's playing doubles, so it doesn't require a lot of running like singles.
Okay.
And
He
was out there. He was killing it. He really was very impressed.
And tell people you organized this thing, right? You did the whole thing?
I did, yeah. The Kangaroo Cup. So it was the second time I organized this with the Australian Embassy, the Australian Ambassador. CNN was also involved in this with branding. And I got to invite 120 of my press colleagues. So we all had a great time this past weekend on Sunday.
And your guy from CNN still hasn't gotten better?
What was that again?
Jim, what's his name?
Jim, I think, has improved his game a little bit.
So
he was holding his own.
I just showed Diane your picture.
Yeah.
You look like a pro tennis
Are those
player.
Grass courts, then, too?
grass court, isn't it? Grass court?
Grass court. That's what makes it so special. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And so, how did you do? How did you play?
I played well. You know, I played against the ultimate champions, the eventual champions. So, as you would imagine, just because of that, got knocked out in the first round, unfortunately. But the press team that I put together as our number one team, our number one seed, they too lost to this fellow Jim Miller and his partner. And it was a close match, but you know, it's tough to go against someone with that kind of tennis background.
You get a guy that is that good. Stanford tennis is very good too.
Yes, they are. They're top of the heat.
All right. Well, listen, we'll look forward to seeing what happens today at the Supreme Court. You never get tired of it. Never get tired of the routine.
I know.
Supreme
Court.
This
kind of case.
John,
absolutely.
He says John Decker on the actual seat?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's cool.
I've never had that. Stevie J.
You've
is
got
not,
some cool points this morning, John.
I got a layup.
That's right.
I got a layup plaque in sixth grade. That's the only
there
thing.
You go.
And
that's impressive.
Didn't have
I
my,
think.
Didn't have my name on it either. So.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. Anyway, John, keep up your fine work. We appreciate it. John Decker's book someday will be 700 pages long.
Yes.
There you go.
Listen, thanks for your time. As always, Gray Television's White House correspondent. Gray TV owns about 150 stations.
113. Yeah, there you go.
113 still time to accumulate. But you've been
right.
All over the place. Thanks for your time. Talk next week.
Thanks, Stevie. Talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. Bye.
You as well.
See ya.
And it's John Decker. He also, lately in the last year, was elevated to where he actually could argue in front of the Supreme Court. I don't know if there's been a press person in history that had that level. That's pretty. He had to be nominated and all these other things.
Wow, so impressive.
I know. They just don't let anybody talk. You better come prepared. The Supreme Court, if you didn't hear the last oral arguments, it's pretty smart. And I was very impressed with the liberal judges. I mean, they asked great questions. It was good. It was very educational, too. So I'm sure that'll be audio somewhere if you want to hear these oral arguments. I can't imagine you're going to give a president absolute immunity. You can't. Yeah, that's too broad, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? That means I can break the law because I'm president. No, you can't.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done that before.
We got to watch that. That is one slippery slope right there.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'm hearing a large pothole on 57 causing traffic to be diverted near Pasodum today.
Really?
And then I went to try to get an update from Illinois State Police Troop 7. It says traffic is no longer being diverted to exit 212 on Interstate 57 northbound. Traffic is being diverted to exit 220 and then allowed to re-enter I-57 67 on the northbound entrance ramp after crossing Route 45. So I'm even more confused now. If you're in the area and you want to let us know, but just the reading that there's some general, you know, congestion near Pasotum, Tuscola, and if you want to use a country route on the way in, that's probably advisable today. But our number is 217-359-2255 for your insight.
And if you're local, it's sure nice to kind of know the back roads.
Yes, it is.
You go on Bradley Avenue and you hit that train near 4th Street, 5th Street.
You could be there for 15 minutes.
The law is you can't block anything more than 15 minutes. But sometimes you're thinking, wow.
Nope, I am taking another route. Well, even if I see something plugged up there, I am to another side road.
There are other crossings, I'm sure, that are slow. But that one at Bradley and near Bradley and Market, and between Market and 5th.
And I don't know that that's a problem today. Today it's I-57 northbound.
But you can move around the country. But again, sometimes you're going to need your phone for that.
Yeah.
Because you can get turned around pretty easily.
Yeah, when I ask Siri, I say fastest route to blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That means she's going to figure out things by looking above and seeing if there's congestion.
Well, they know trains, though?
I think so.
Wow.
They see that there's congestion in that area and traffic has stopped, so I'm going to take you on a side route.
Aren't you glad you're not the CEO of TomTom? That kind of went out of date.
It did.
Yeah. 7:51, we'll check your weather with Greg coming up. Did you know Nathanielson also coming up next?
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Ever wonder why you pay your bank to have a checking account? Fisher National Bank does too. You see, they offer free rewards cashback checking that gives you cash back on debit purchases, no service fees or balance requirements. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's so simple. Reward yourself today with rewards cashback checking. Learn more at any branch or fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Pia's is open. Catch all of your favorite MLB games on their big screens. Root on your favorite team wearing your Cubby Blue or your Cardinal Red. 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. Pia's offers not only a huge outdoor seating area, but indoor seating as well. Enjoy daily specials. It's the home of the Slugger Burger with buckets of beer and wings. Experience food, drinks, and fun at one of Champaign's best sports bars near Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Open 7 days a week. It's Pia's.
The Alma Market is your one-stop shop for one-of-a-kind creations from the University of Illinois alumni and students, as well as unique finds from some of your favorite Urbana-Champaign area businesses. Treat yourself or a loved one and support your fellow Illini today. If you're a University of Illinois student, alum, or Champaign-Urbana area business, feature your products on the Alma Market. Becoming a vendor is a great way to expand your reach and connect with Illini across the country. For more details, visit almamarket.org. Go Illini!
Coming Saturday, June 22nd, it's the Cardinal Bus Trip, brought to you by Route 66 Solar. Yes, join us for a beautiful day in St. Louis as we take on the San Francisco Giants. For information about our suite and all the beverages and food that are included and a wonderful motor coach from Timmy Tours, simply text in BUS to 217-359-2255. Join us Saturday, June 22nd for the annual Cardinal Bus Trip from ESPN 93.5.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post,
Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
On Thursdays, we call my son Nathaniel, Nathaniel's son in Chicago. We do a feature called Did You Know? Nathaniel!
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, how are you guys doing?
Fine. We're doing well on this Thursday. Good to have you on, always at this time every week, with a feature we call Did You Know? What are we talking about?
Well, this morning, we get to discuss an item that has become near and dear physically and literally to all of us, and that is our cell phone. Now, Dad and Diane, you would remember, I wouldn't, but it makes me hard to believe that the first cell phone actually came out just over 50 years ago.
Wow.
And the first smartphone was released right about 17 years ago when the first iPhone was released. But now fast forward, at the end of 2023, the average person checks their phone about 58 times per day. And that's about once every 15 minutes for all waking hours. And on average, we all spend a whopping 3 hours and 43 minutes on our phone every day. But this may not be entirely our fault. Now, what I mean by that is in 2016, a group of researchers came together and did a study where they took a cohort of mice. And they split them into two groups. The one group, they put them on cocaine, and the mice became addicted to the cocaine. And the other group, they constantly subjected them to high levels of stimulation, meaning loud music and flashing lights. And at the end of this study, it was actually concluded that the overstimulated mice's brains looked incredibly similar to the brain patterns of those that were addicted to cocaine. Now, part of the reason for this is when we're stimulated, many things happen in our brain, and one of them is that a chemical is released called glutamate. Now, it's released when new information is absorbed, but this actually leads to the addictive nature of the stimulation. Our brain is literally getting trained to constantly crave more. And so when we use our phone or are in front of a screen and then set it down or leave the screen, our brains aren't as stimulated. So we feel the urge that has really become second nature to go back to that well of stimulation. Now, next week we'll continue, we'll go deeper and discuss something that's known as neuroplasticity, which is actually about how over time our brain can become rewired, which certainly seems to have happened, especially since the pandemic.
So we're addicted to phones, period, huh? Wow.
And I think that's relatively well known, but as time goes on and as folks do more research, there's more coming out about it. And there's a number of things that we'll cover next week that you can actually do. Obviously, parents are pretty conscious about screen time for their kiddos, but I don't think adults are immune either.
Yeah. We will continue our discussion next Thursday. Nathaniel Son in Chicago, thank you. Did you know? Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Yeah, we know we're on our phones a lot, so
I missed a lot of that discussion because I was on my phone. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's coming up on 7:58. Break for the news. Come right back. You can always text us 217-359-2255.
Shout out to Heritage Hawks. They had a career fair yesterday. Jason Kahn. So many of the teachers and students came up to me saying they listen to the show, Stevie.
Awesome. We appreciate hearing
good time
that.
Time for all.
Yes, sir. Ma'am. The news is next, 7:58.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Underground Solutions. Are you tired of dealing with leaky faucets, basement flooding, bursting or leaking pipes? From plumbing maintenance and repairs to installing new water heaters and sump pumps, our goal is to get you up and running as soon as possible. At Lands Plumbing, we have 24/7 emergency service and a team of highly skilled professionals that will work with you to get the job done right the first time. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for Homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis.